This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. It's time to talk about another giant healthcare deal. Insurers buying insurers, to be specific. In July, WellPoint snapped up Amerigroup for $5 billion, and today Aetna announced it is swallowing rival Coventry Healthcare for $5.7 billion. Open wide and say, ah. Dan Gorenstein of New Hampshire Public Radio reports these insurance giants are pulling out their checkbooks because a whole lot more people are about to get insured.
Aetna says scooping up Coventry will double its Medicaid members. And considering that many states may add Medicaid patients under the health care law, that's a big deal, says the Urban Institute's John Holohan.
If every state expanded to cover Medicaid, it would be $931 billion between 2013 and 2022. It's a lot of money.
Angling for more government business, namely Medicaid and Medicare, is becoming routine for insurance giants. Both WellPoint and Cigna have bought up smaller companies in the past year, but Duke business professor Peter Ubel says healthcare reform isn't the only reason.
It is a consolidation battle almost between insurers and hospitals.
Ubel explains big means leverage. In recent years, hospitals have been buying up medical practices to gain clout in negotiations with insurers. Now, insurers are bulking up. Ubel says that could be a good thing for you and me.
Normally, you'd think that the fewer insurance companies there were, the more expensive insurance would be because they'd have more monopoly power. But what they're often doing is going to hospitals and negotiating lower rates, and that might allow them to offer less expensive insurance.
What's the right mix of mammoth insurance companies and behemoth hospital networks? Ubel says no one knows. But he says when it comes to health insurance consolidation, while big doesn't necessarily mean good, it doesn't necessarily mean bad either. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.